Hey everyone, welcome back. It's another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, in TCO Studios at Winter Park. A belated happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, although the holiday was dimmed a little bit by the Vikings loss. Time to get right back up and go at these Dallas Cowboys. Before the team does that, though, we got to get to some of your questions and comments. So here we go. The first one comes from Alan in Illinois. After this loss, is there any way for us to get back in it and win our division or get into the playoffs? Well, the short answer is yes, and it's not just blind faith. The Vikings are at 6-4 right now, thanks to some of those early wins in the season over Tennessee and Carolina and Green Bay. Those wins early on, very big for the Vikings right now as we get down the stretch. They're 6-4. The division leaders are the Detroit Lions at 7-3, so you're one game back there. Atlanta, they lead their division. They have the same wins as the Vikings. Seattle is the number two seed in the NFC, and they're only one game ahead of the Vikings. So this thing is not over yet. Plenty of more work to do. Jody has the next question. Guess it is not our year after all. Too many offensive line injuries and not enough offense will mean no playoffs or another one and done. Jody, don't get so down yet. As we just said, many more games to go. Lots of work to be done. Don't give up on this Mike Zimmer-led team. People who do that will be sorry. Let's let the season play out and see what happens. The next question is a comment via Twitter from Tyler. Happy Thanksgiving, PA and Wobby. Difficult loss today, but trying to keep faith as I will be at Vikings versus Cowboys. Skol, God bless. Big game for your Minnesota Vikings. They play the NFC's elite, the Dallas Cowboys. They're 10-1. After losing in week one, they've won the rest of their games. Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, and a defense that plays hard and fast. Big challenge for the Vikings on Thursday night. Can't wait to see it happen. Scott has the next question. Review the remaining Vikes and Lions schedules if you can. I'm optimistic. Well, I think it's good to be optimistic, Scott. Here's the Vikings schedule. Home against Dallas, at Jacksonville, home against Indy, at Green Bay, home against Chicago. So they're not on the road for consecutive games, and they're not at home for consecutive games. They'll go every other the rest of the way. Your Detroit Lions, at the Saints, home against the Bears, at the Giants, at the Cowboys, home against the Packers. Lots of big games on the schedule for both of these teams as they look to capture the division title this year. John has the next question. I can't believe we had two more offensive linemen get hurt. I can never recall a season where the Vikings had so many offensive linemen get hurt. Am I mistaken? Yeah, Joe Berger and Jeremiah Searles go down last week. Coach Zimmer said that Searles should be okay, and we'll wait to see on Berger. But yeah, this is the most injuries to one position group I've seen in 12 years covering the team. It's remarkable the Vikings are still where they are in the standings despite all of those injuries, a testament to the toughness of the players and Coach Zimmer. Our last question comes from Thomas. What will the Vikings have to do to get pressure on Dak Prescott, with the Cowboys having arguably the best offensive line in football? Well, the Vikings have gotten it done rushing the passer this season. Early in the season, it was a bunch of sacks, defensive linemen, blitzers from the second and third level. Lately, teams have been trying to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands quickly, and that's led to lower passing yardage numbers. The Vikings are going to have all of that working in their favor against the Cowboys. Ezekiel Elliott is also a great pass protecting running back, so sometimes the blitzes don't work against this team. Pass rush and pass coverage have to come together for good pass defense. The Vikings will need that on Thursday night. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but we'll be back again next week reviewing the game against the Cowboys and looking forward to the game against the Jaguars. So the email address at the bottom of your screen is right there. Send your questions in there, and maybe you'll be on the next edition of the Pick Six.